Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Good Sunday to you, Amy.
It is the happiest of Sundays, Kirst.
Is it?
It is. I feel like it's a bookend happy Sunday because this is actually our last Sunday in ISO.
Yes.
Not because we're out of ISO.
Yes, I was going to say, this is the last Sunday that we're going to release an ISO episode because we have made a decision that we are going to go back to our regular one podcast a week. Maybe two if we're inspired, but we're only committing to one because Amy's going back to work.
Woohoo!
And I am needing a break from everything before I head back to work because I am beyond exhausted.
Yeah. So today's episode really is a check-in. It's a check-in with us. It's just a chat. It's a natter. And yeah, that's what it's going to be. There's no declutter project out of this, but we hope that you're inspired. You feel part of something. So Kirst, tell us. Give us the picture of what ISO has been like for you. I know we're not out, but Australia is trending in the right direction and different states are talking about lifting restrictions in particular areas. So yes, I feel like so we're almost at that point where we can start to talk about how it's been because we can see the end in sight.
Yeah, and like my kids go back to, they've got another week of schooling from home and then next week they start back one day a week.
Really?
Following 2 days a week and then probably 3 days or full time, depending on if there's another spike or not. So, but yes, we've got dates to go back to school. So I can definitely see the end is in sight for having them home all the time. So there's definitely an end to this tunnel for us here in New South Wales.
So does all the kids go back on the same 1 day a week?
No, so how our school in particular is doing it is staggering them by year levels.
Okay.
So I didn't even look at the other year levels will be there with my kids because all I cared about was, are they going on the same day or do I still have one home with me? And yes, they are going on different days. So that'll be nice to have just 1 day with them by themselves.
That's right. It's only 1 week. Of that?
So the first week they'll go separate days. Mm-hmm. The second week they go separate days for 1 day and then the second day that they go they'll be going together.
Gotcha.
And so, and I know our old school, they're doing it by houses. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Waddle House, I don't know exactly how they're doing it, but I know that they're going to be doing it. So, you know, everybody in grade five that's in Waddle House will be back together and everybody, but I don't know how that's working for them.
Yeah.
But I know for our school, yeah, they're only like every year level is going back at different days.
Mm.
So, and obviously they're putting a priority on kindy and year 11 and 12s and giving them the most time at school because they're the ones who need it the most.
Mm-hmm.
ISO's been really challenging for us as a family. The kids have been really resilient and fine. You heard yesterday that they've found parts of it difficult and parts of it easy. I think Simon and I have found it really challenging.
Mm.
He's been working full time and lots going on at his work and supporting all of his colleagues and like his staff, and also supporting me in home distance learning the kids and supporting me in my work. So, you know, when we're in here podcasting, he's holding down the fort and trying to work and trying to stop the kids from fighting and trying to cook dinner and do everything that he's had to do. So he's taken on a big load of doing, particularly around the kids having their breaks of school breaks. So he'll come out and make sure they've got morning tea and give them lunch and make sure they have afternoon tea. He's been taking them for walks in the morning and then it's been on me, but also me trying to juggle doing business and trying to get these podcasts out every day and trying to make sure that we're tracking along okay for our business and trying to, so it's been, he's found it challenging, the juggle, but he's also really enjoyed being home with the kids and me. And I've just found it difficult and haven't really been able to settle into anything, and I haven't really been able to reframe very much. So it's been hard.
It has. I feel like you felt like there's lots of balls in the air, but that none of them are very clear. I feel like that's been hard for you to know, like, what to do when and the juggle.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. And then there's lots going on that I'm not privy to talk about in this podcast. And that's been really challenging.
Mm.
So, yes. So lots on my mind, and I know that I haven't had it the hardest by any stretch of the imagination. I know that lots of people are juggling a whole lot more than me, with a whole lot more anxiety and a whole lot more lots and lots of difficult things. But for that, I'm really sorry. And, you know, I'm really sorry that other people are going through really challenging times, as I know you are too, Amy. And that also doesn't make it any easier for me.
No, that's exactly, because it's been rough for you on a few fronts. Probably the only front it hasn't been rough on is that none of you have gotten sick.
Yes. Praise Jesus.
but I know there's been lots of tears probably from all of you. And it has not been a season that you'll look back on and say that was really enjoyable, I don't think.
Mm-mm. No, not by any stretch of the imagination. I'm usually very positive. I try to be positive and I try to be reframing. Probably not so as much in our relationship, Amy, as other relationships, because you're so good at reframing. So I've usually been, you're usually the one who has to help me reframe.
Mm-hmm.
But in other relationships where the people aren't as quick to reframe, then I'm often the devil's advocate and the reframer and the helping people to see how they can reframe.
Mm.
So it's been... Yeah. So it's interesting, my relationship with you, Amy, because you're probably like one of the most positive and most upbeat and most enthusiastic people I know. And so I think that you are in a really unique position to see a different side of me.
Yeah, I agree. I think our relationship is so beautifully unique to the relationship we have with anyone else.
Yes.
Like I've got so many friends that I'm so close to, but it's just different. I mean, yeah. We don't have the luxury of only speaking to each other when we're not feeling burdened by something else. We don't have the luxury of having areas of our life that we don't talk about, because it all impacts on what we do. So, like, I feel like we don't have secrets. Like, that's just too hard in our business. And we don't always delve deep. Like, there's plenty of things that will go on in our extended lives that is, like, just letting you know this is happening. But, yeah, I think our friendship does mean that we get to know different sides of ourselves, sometimes positively, and sometimes I wish I didn't know that about myself.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, it's been real.
Yeah.
it's been really, I found it really, a really challenging season to reframe and to move out of any of the feelings that I'm having.
Yeah, and it's kind of okay to sit in them sometimes, as hard as that is.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think that's probably been the challenge, is that what we've been doing over the last couple of months hasn't given me the chance to sit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
Not moving on. I think when I look back on ISO for us as a business, I'm surprised at how much we've still done, even though we haven't been seeing clients.
Yeah.
We did the 21-day lightning round. So, in fact, when we started off ISO, we were still in the first round of 2020 of the Head, Heart and Home course.
Yeah.
And so we were still finishing that up. And then we really saw the need for people heading into ISO that wanted to use that time to declutter, or felt like they just couldn't stand the thought of being in their home for a couple of months in its current state. And so then we ran the 21-day lightning round of the course. So that was, you know, that was amazing. But of course, it always takes time and effort and energy and headspace and heart space from us. And then we did a big book sale where I reckon we would have sent out maybe 60 books, and all of that comes with individual reconciliation from the finances. And I've said it before, but beautiful Kirsty does 95% of the finances. So it came with that. And then we've done daily podcasts. And so, you know, like, even though we have not been working our usual weeks, there's been lots of exciting things that we've been able to do and creative ways to interact with people, but all of that takes energy.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it didn't help that I came into isolation with an expectation that there would be space.
And well, you were meant to be on holidays. You've missed.
Yes.
I think that's one of the key things, is you were holding out.
Yes.
You know, when you see a holiday and you're like, I can make it to the end. And then at the last minute, everything closed up shop and your holiday was whipped out from under you. Yeah. And holidays are your thing. I don't think I have fully acknowledged until right this minute. And I'm not sure you've taken the time to acknowledge how significant not having that holiday was.
Probably really right that, you know, Simon and I were both in desperate need of a holiday for our family, and in desperate need just to stop working and to stop being busy. But like, I don't feel like we're an overly busy family. Like, we don't run around and do a million things every week. You know, we limit the kids' after school activities, and we limit the things that we do on the weekend so that we do have white space in our calendar. But in saying that, we were both really, really needing a break from work and from
you know, from everyday life, and that didn't happen. And I think that I also just thought, oh, good, isolation, that means, you know, like at the beginning we had not intended on doing the 21-day lightning round, which was just beautiful. And I am so thankful we did that because
yeah.
Incredible. Like that is probably, if I was to reframe anything or think positively, and I am positive, it's not been a horrible experience, completely horrible experience, but you know, the best thing about ISO was probably that 21-day declutter challenge. And it has been really lovely doing these daily podcasts with you. I have enjoyed them. I've enjoyed that. It's been really heartwarming that so many people have enjoyed it and have given us that feedback, because it hasn't been easy from a logistical point of view and from a coordinating and getting it all up to everybody. So I'm really glad that people have been tuning in, but it hasn't been easy.
A lot of podcasters have like proper studio set up in their houses and mixing desks and like proper stuff. And then there's you and I who have a microphone each and we use Zoom, which every other person in the world is trying to use at the same time. And then we have to send it off to a sound engineer, and Jared's incredible and he gets it back. So like we're not a media company.
Yeah,
we're a small business with two full-time workers that have somehow managed to go to remote recording. Like, we've always recorded in person, so all
and
of this
doing
is
it daily.
Yeah, it's all new.
What were we thinking? it's been beautiful. It's just like,
it's been my highlight of ISO, actually. I know yours was the course. Mine has been these episodes.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed them. It's just, I think coming back to just that missed expectation is that when we first went into ISO, I was like, awesome, I'll spend time with the kids. It would be really lovely. And yes, I wasn't completely blind to the fact that all four of us would be together and it would be challenging on days. But I also just thought that I'd have more time. Like, we've got some really awesome goals for the rest of this year, and I thought that we would be able to achieve them during isolation. We haven't looked at any of
started.
We haven't done anything. We just created new things to put in front of them. Like,
yeah.
You know, so it's just been, it's, you know, upon reflection, it was just that, I think it was mostly or somewhat that missed expectation of this is what I thought ISO would look like. And it has been so very different to that expectation.
Yeah.
And even if I reframe it, you know, like, you know, Amy's been encouraging me throughout isolation to reframe when I've been having hard days. I don't feel bad about not getting to the stuff that we haven't got to. Like,
no, not at all.
I don't
feel bad.
No, which is a miracle. Praise Jesus. And you know, there's been things like even today, there was something that I woke up today and I went, I'm going to do that with Amelie today. And I didn't. And I have been trying to be really gentle with myself and gone, you know what? It does not matter. Like, it, don't beat yourself up. Like, have some grace for yourself, Kirsty. So I've been doing that work, and yet I still just feel exhausted.
Yeah. Exhausted. And that is how you're feeling, isn't it? That complete sense of exhaustion.
Yep.
Yeah. Which exhaustion for you often manifests in the tears of overwhelm. Would I be right in saying that?
No, how would you know that after 3 years of
I think our listeners know that too about you, Kirst.
Yes, of course they do. It's been really fun opening up and letting listeners know even more about ourselves, and, you know, because there's been little structure to our ISO episodes. So whatever comes out, comes out.
By little, you mean none.
Yeah. No, there has. We've had some topics some days, which is just really different to our in-studio recordings, because as much as we share our personality in them, they've got structure and they've got, you know, we go off tangent all the time, but we don't, you know, you don't hear about our daily lives necessarily in our regular episodes. So it's been fun.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
So part of the reason that we're finishing up the ISO episodes is because I'm heading back to see clients a couple of days a week. There are clients that have been begging for us to come back in for the last 4 or 5 weeks, and we're feeling that it's the right time now, but also that we want Kirst to have some space. We don't want her to be exhausted, and even though we could push, we don't think that that's a wise choice for us or for you guys, because we can't serve you the best if we're on the brink of exhaustion.
And we want to practice what we preach as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we tell you all the time to be thoughtful about and intentional about what you put into your calendar and what you do with your days and what you buy and what you say and what you do. And so it's really important, and for us to have integrity in that as well and practice what we preach.
Absolutely.
Whereas Amy's had a really different experience in ISO. So let's chat about your reflections on isolation, lovely.
My ISO experience has been really different. I've loved it for the most part. ISO has been quite different for me, and I'm struggling not to feel guilty about that, actually.
Don't feel guilty.
Well, no, I kind of do. Like, I have absolutely loved ISO. Like, I'm not joking that this has been some of the best 6 weeks that I've had with my family ever. We have played lots of board games. We've gotten along really well, aside for a couple of days at the start where Cal and I thought we might kill each other. We've gotten used to all being home. The kids have been unbelievable. And I actually think, particularly for Jessie, as a nearly 14-year-old, it has done something in him. He is a delight. Like, he was going through that surly stage, and he's come completely out of it, and he's just wanting to play board games and do fun things. He comes running into me, and, you know, wherever I am at my desk or in reading or something, and he'll go, Mom, I was playing Clash Royale and I got this, and he wants to tell me about things. It's been a delight. I had a telehealth appointment with my psych this week. Earlier this week. And I was saying to her, like, I've really, really enjoyed ISO. And she's like, oh, that's so funny. Like, so many of my clients I've been speaking to have really struggled. Their anxiety or their depression or whatever it is that they're struggling with has flared. I was like, no, my anxiety's been amazing. I have got all my people in my house together all the time. And there's nothing to worry about. Like, we're all just here. So even though financially it's been a, I won't say a disaster. We lost a lot of work between us. So we went from both of us working full time to a combined income of 3 days a week. So it's been, you know, 70% of our income just disappeared overnight. But, you know, we're grateful that we've got a good savings plan and we've got good, we call it our mojo. If anyone else is a barefooter, barefoot financer, then that's where, you know, we're using our mojo and we're eating together, we're baking, we're doing puzzles. Like it has, I know I can't even think of a bad side. I've genuinely loved ISO. I'm probably the only person in Australia to say that.
Probably no, there'll be other people as well. There's lots of people who are enjoying it. They're probably also feeling guilty that they don't have many people around them that they can say that to. So yeah. I want to give you freedom to, you are allowed to feel however you want to feel, just like the rest of us are as well.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It's okay for me to be having a really bad season.
Yeah.
Equally so, it's totally okay for you to be loving it.
And isn't that the way that so guilty. Often our friendship goes, that one of us goes through a rough patch while the other one's thriving so that we can support the other?
Yeah, and that's why I'm really thankful that, and from my perspective, I've loved watching it for you, because this has been what I've been praying for and hoping for you, that you would find rest and that you would find that real restoration for you. So I am super happy for you. It's just, it's equally hard in how I'm feeling to express that to you. So I'm sorry that I haven't done a good job expressing that to you.
Not at all.
Super happy that you're rested and
feeling
like you could take on the world.
And you have expressed it, and the way that I think you've coped to express it is through humor, which has actually been, I think, a beautiful way that Australia has coped with ISO. So much humor, so many just silly jokes and memes and videos and songs and rewrites. I think that has just kept our nation coping and just putting smiles on our dials, even when we can't see much else to smile about. I think my hesitation's actually coming out of ISO. I think my hesitation is, I don't know how much of the old life and the old pressures I want to put back on myself. But after spending, you know, nearly 7 weeks pretty much in my pajamas the whole time, it's probably time. In fact, my 12-year-old asked me the other day, so my kids do the washing, as everybody knows, and he asked me why my bras were so soft at the moment. I had to say to him, it's because I'm wearing like crop tops and I haven't worn underwire for 7 weeks. And he was like, are you wearing one of those now? Like, we're out driving in the car, I can't remember what we're doing, going to the doctor or something. And I was like, mm-hmm. He's like, oh, then why do you ever wear the other ones? And I'm like, oh, just for the sake of the community.
I think it would be really interesting for us to, you know, as a business, for us to really sit and figure out what it should look like coming out of ISO. Like, I think that we can hold on to lessons. And I think, you know, this is true for everybody, you know, not just for us in our business, but true for everybody, is to really reflect when you've got the space and time, you know, to reflect on, you know, has there been any lessons learned through ISO? What can you bring into this next season? You know, do you need to have less on your plate so that you can enjoy more family time, or what, you know, all that jazz?
One of the things my psych was saying to me, so this is all insights into Amy's psych, but it was bulk billed, so I feel like I should share it with all you taxpayers. is she was saying, what do you want to come away with? And I said, one of the things Cal and I have really enjoyed is, so for us, a lot of things didn't change. Cal and I already both had home offices, and, you know, that kind of routine of who's cooking and who's doing all the things was already in place. But one of the things that completely shifted in ISO is, instead of both of us after dinner returning to our desks and continuing to work, we were sitting at the dining table doing a puzzle together. or playing a board game. And that is something that we are going to keep. We're going to make sure that a couple of nights a week we just do that. That has been great for our marriage, just to chat. You know, we've had some really interesting chats. I don't do very well just sitting face-to-face talking. I'm much better with busy hands and having a chat. And so that is something we will take out of ISO and continue to enjoy, I hope. We just need more neighbours to lend us puzzles, because we've done all of ours, we've done all of Jackie's, we've done all of my parents, and I'm borrowing from a neighbour at the moment.
That's awesome though. Like, and that, you know, that's, I think that that is, you know, beautiful, really, really beautiful. And I'm looking forward to the impact that that has on our business as well.
That's a nice way to look at it.
Hmm.
What's been the crappiest thing about ISO for you? Got to pick one.
I think it's been just the tension in our house. What about you?
The crappiest thing has probably for me been, is that the crappiest? Yeah, possibly, is just not moving. Like, I'm not moving as much, which is totally in my control, may I add. But because we have such physical jobs, I think I'd underestimated how physical our job is. And it's a different physical to doing a workout, because you're not thinking about the physical, you're just doing it. And I feel that it's going to take a few weeks for my strength, like those big muscle strength. So I do Pilates a couple of times a week, and that helps with core and smaller muscles and whatever. But I feel like that big muscle strength is going to take me a little bit of time to get back to what it was. I know that's not a very crappy thing. That, and actually that, and the fact that the Ravels have eaten their way through ISO, that will be a challenge.
Yeah. Okay. So it hasn't been very soul, or it probably has been very soulful actually today, but we haven't, you know, given our listeners anything to be soulful about, other than actually we have. What are you going to take out of ISO?
Yeah.
What's some fundamental changes that have happened in your family that you would like to see, or that you'll be very glad to not ever encounter again?
Maybe you know that from now on, it actually does not work for you and your partner to work from home full time. And maybe you've thought, you know what, we want to save ourselves 3 hours a day in transport, 5 days a week, which is 15 hours a week. And actually we're going to petition to get 1 or 2 days a week from home.
Yeah.
And just change the way your family fundamentally runs.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to end today with a gratitude.
Yes, I thought that too. Yes.
I've missed them these last 2 weeks. So what are you grateful for today, Amy?
I am grateful for no judgment. I feel like our whole family has done COVID judgment-free. So there hasn't been judgment of we're not getting to bed on time. There hasn't been judgment of you're not getting up on time. There hasn't been judgment around schooling or food or exercise. We've all just done what we wanted to do. And I have really enjoyed that. I think the kids have enjoyed that. That's just so much less pressure. So we have expectations on them. So we expect you to do your schoolwork, and we expect you to be outside for at least half an hour a day, actively playing together, you know, just things that we expect. But then there's not judgment if after that, actually, you just want to sit and read a book or play a game, or it's been really nice, and getting free of what I think society's judgments would be on us as a family is we're not socializing enough. Actually, it's been really nice. We love people, but we've really loved our own company. That's what I'm grateful good. For. What about you?
I'm really grateful for a little young man who's very eagerly and patiently waiting for me to get off all these podcasting and get to watch Star Wars with him. So I'm really, really grateful to him. I really hurt myself yesterday playing with the boomerang with Emily, and he just comforted me. He's got such a gift of compassion and such a gift of healing. His presence is healing, and he just always knows what to say to comfort people.
Oh, so that's beautiful.
I'm really looking forward to hanging out with my little boy, Ollie, my big boy, Ollie.
Big boy.
Yes. And I'm really grateful for these podcasts and being able to share life with all of you listeners.
I feel like we have captured and documented a stage in our lives that we wouldn't have otherwise. I feel like we've deepened our relationship with each other, with our listeners. And I'm really, really, really excited for the episodes to come of our podcast. I love the growth and development we've had during ISO as a business. And we really look forward to serving you and continuing to bring you awesome podcasts. And if you haven't caught up on all the ISO dailies, there's plenty for you to go back to.
So we're making no promises. We're going to keep holding space for that no judgment space.
Yes.
That Amy just mentioned. We are going to definitely be doing weekly episodes. So we'll get back into our old rhythm of weekly episodes. But because we're still in isolation, we're not guaranteeing that they're going to be dropped at 12 o'clock on the dot every Monday morning. So they'll still be ISO timing.
Yeah, which is you get what you get and you don't get upset.
Yes. We'll get it to you when we get it to you. And yeah, who knows what the weeks will bring. I am looking forward to getting back into clients' homes when school is back and when I'm not the primary carer of our children.
Yep.
Simon and I are both always primary carers of our children, but you know what I mean.
We know what you mean.
And I am looking forward to being in your ears whenever that may be. And
yeah,
I'm looking forward to still chatting to you every day, Amy.
You don't get away from me that easily. Yeah,
just don't have everybody listening in on those conversations.
And listeners, if you've got some ideas of people you'd like to hear us interview, would you jump on email and just send us a message, hello@theartofdecluttering.com.au. We've got some really exciting guests coming up over the next few months. But while people are in ISO, some guests may be more willing to come onto our podcast and have more time than they had before. So let us know. And thank you to everyone who has been leaving ratings and reviews. We would love a few more, but we are really grateful and we'll start giving those shout outs in our Monday episodes again.
Yeah. And it has been a wild ride, and I am grateful for it, and I am feeling a whole lot of relief.
I'm really going to miss it, but I'm glad that there's also a sense of relief of not having to push one out every day and make the time to record it, even though we know that you guys love it. You'll continue to love it, whether it's once or twice a week or whatever we get to.
Yeah. And I know we are, and I can speak for Amy in this,
in most ways.
About to say in most ways, but I just really wanted to say that I am so grateful. So grateful for the listeners. Thank you for supporting our business during this season. And thank you for supporting us and encouraging us in all the very many ways that you have in this season. You have been the joy, the absolute joy of this season for me. So thank you.
Yeah. We are who we are because of you guys. And we do it for you. We don't do it for ourselves, though sometimes you may question when we go off on tangents. But we do. We do it for you guys, and we love you to smithereens.
Yes, that we do. So thank you for putting up with my tears again today.
So fine. I'm going to go make scones with my kids. You're going to go watch Star Wars.
Yes, I am.
Enjoy.
A new hope.
You enjoy your soulful Sunday, listeners. What's wrong?
Yes.
What's wrong? What's a new hope?
Oh, that's the episode that we're watching.
Enjoy your new hope.
I will. See you all tomorrow, people.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us. If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.